Hello and welcome to Sunday Messages with Fairmount Friends Church. We're so glad that you are joining us. You can find out more on www.fairmountfriendschurch.org. Here's Pastor Brock Meyer.
I'll tell you, a woman that I love seeing here this morning is my Aunt Jean Harold. And Aunt Jean in the house, she has been faithful to this church, and she's peeking in on coming up to a century. She's 97 years old and just is phenomenal. And so, Aunt Jean, I thank you for what a wonderful legacy you have with our family and the Harold tribe, and all of our beauty and beast that we come with. You're a darling, and I'm grateful for you and our family. Something else was kind of cool was Mike called me over, and he said, "Do you see all these kids that are walking out?" Just as Scott, our youth pastor, was walking by me, and he goes like this, "That's a lot of kids," because he's heading down to teach one of our classes. And all of those kids means there's some mamas that have bred those kids that have went out of there. And so it speaks to the fruitfulness of a church, but it speaks to fruitfulness of families that have just jumped in and been a part of this. Here's something else that's kind of cool. All of the moms are in the service this morning. We got all the dads are downstairs teaching classes. And so if you smell smoke, then we should probably leave the building. It could be on fire, but all of the dads are down serving this morning, so all of the moms could be in the service, and so we're grateful for that. I'm going to dive into my message in just a moment, but a couple quick announcements that I do want to make. This month, at the end of the month, May 29th, we are going to be ending our marriage class Sunday school, and we're going to be launching a new Sunday school kind of feel and expression through the summer. And so it's going to go through Memorial Day until Labor Day, and it's going to be this prayer time before the service, and it's going to have this feel a little bit of the old Quaker kind of silent services, unscripted worship prayer time. It's going to be really, really cool. We're going to have it right here, right behind the sanctuary in our library. And during this time, we're just going to come together. We're going to soak and sit in the presence. Maybe we'll have some music playing. Maybe we'll just come together and just sit before the Lord. Maybe we'll have some prayer points and some focus points. Maybe there'll be some scriptures that we'll read. But it's just going to be really kind of this open prayer and worship time together. A couple people that are going to help spearhead this with us, Pastor Andrew and I are going to be involved with it, as well as Mike and Jessica Small. And they're going to be helping with this. They love the presence. They love prayer and worship time. And so it's going to be really, really great. We want to encourage you guys to be a part of this. It's going to be for 30 minutes. It's 9:45 till 10:15. 9:45 till 10:15, and then we'll go right into our service. So I want to encourage you guys to enjoy that. That'll be our Sunday school feel over the summer. Also, as you came in, all of the moms should have gotten a card from the church. And if you did not, we've got about 5 left. So it could be a mad dash. It could be like when you're standing in the garter line at the wedding, like who's going to get it, right? So there's a few of those left in the back, and we want to make sure that our moms get this card, and there's a little gift inside. And then one other announcement. This has happened that's been kind of like, I think that cyber crime is going to be like the biggest deal, and it already has been, but even more so in this next decade. But our church has been targeted now a couple times in the form of using my name and creating a fake email that then they'll email to people in the church saying that I need money. Okay? That's true, but that's the only part that's true. Everything else is a lie. But it'll say like Pastor Brock or Brock Meyer, and then it has 3467932 at whatever, and it's just a completely fraudulent email. And it'll have words like this: "I can't talk right now. Do not call me." Ding, 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 ding. They don't want you to talk to me because I'll let you know. I can't talk right now, but I need, we've got this event that's going on tonight, and I need to pick up gift cards immediately. Can you buy this gift card, take a picture of the code on the back, and just email it to me? Okay, and we've had a few people in the church that have done that, and we've been targeted, and now it's happened now 2 to 3 times, Andrew, and so he's kind of fishing for this sort of stuff that's coming out. We just want to let the church family know, if it's me asking for money, don't do it, okay? We'll have you give to the children's ministry, we'll have you give to the youth ministry, but you won't give money to me, okay? So, just to kind of be paying attention of that, because I think many times we have a trusting culture that people prey upon. And, you know, they say that imitation is the highest form of flattery. Not this time. This one ticks me off, and it makes me mad. And whenever the shepherd sees his sheep getting picked on, he gets mad. And I'm mad. I'm ticked right now, and I don't want to happen. So, sheep, be aware. There's some people that are targeting our church. They get online, they see our website, and they see who our staff is. They send emails out to our staff. And if you get emails, don't do it. Got it? Don't do it. Okay. Taylor, I'm glad that Taylor's sitting up there. Did somebody want to clap about that? Yeah. Yeah, go ahead, David. I like that you guys are sitting on this side, because during chapel, it's Sammy that sits on this side, and being a Wingetts guy, Sammy kind of throws me for a loop a little bit. So, but any Sammy guys?
Never.
Perfect. Okay. Are we all Wingetts?
Yeah.
Yeah, heard that. I feel good. I feel like confidence already, just knowing that surrounded by some Trojan brothers. All right, we're going to dive into our mama's message this morning. And as I was just kind of preparing for this, some of the things that I was reading about motherhood and what happens to a woman when you become a mom is amazing. One of the first things that happens when you become a mom is you can't jump on a trampoline anymore. Just ask my wife. She tries to jump on a trampoline and she just can't do it. She just has to hold certain places. It's really funny for us kids, but she just can't do it anymore. Here's something else that happened. We ran the Indy Mini yesterday, and as soon as there's like thousands, tens of thousands of people that are at this event, and the whole start for like a quarter mile is lined with porta potties. You know what so many of the women do? They start, they're amped, they're fired up. You just get caught in the emotion of it. Y'all know what I'm talking about? It's like staring at a trampoline. Like, you want to do it so bad. Like, I just want to jump. I just want to do it, but I know I can't, right? And so they're getting ready to, like, launch into this race. And this race is going to take you a couple hours. And they take off. They run through the start line. And they peel off. And they go straight to a porta potty. It's unbelievable how much this happens. And it's just motherhood. It has changed you. And there's a few other things that has changed inside of women when you become a mom. And one of the things is you go from just being like already pretty stinking amazing to being like the superhero. And what goes on in our brains and in our minds is unbelievable. And God speaks to this. And he has some pretty cool insights about this. As a kid growing up, rarely did I know moms that worked outside of the home. Growing up, most of my buddies' moms worked, but their hustle was all inside of the home and working for their family, working for their children, working for husband, just that home thing, and then probably working a little bit for their church or for their community, but not having a job outside of the house. The SAHM is what it's called now, the S-A-H-M, the stay-at-home mom. And so now we don't see these SAHMs as much anymore because women are working outside of the home and anymore. It almost takes 2 incomes to pull it off and to make it happen. And so there's like so many women. Now I would actually struggle to find more women that do not work outside of the home than do. And so there's like this switch. Y'all see what I'm talking? There's like this switch that's going to happen in this generation. And the Bible speaks to both. And sometimes I believe that we kind of have this idea from the church, even sometimes as Christians, that women shouldn't have some sort of a prophet outside of the home. And yet probably the scripture that we quote the most that women should look like is Proverbs 31. Well, let's just read Proverbs 31, shall we? And let's see what kind of a woman that the Bible is talking about here. So Proverbs 31 and verse 10. Would you flip with me there? Because I want to hold these scriptures. So if you've got that, it almost is like put down near close right in the middle of your Bible. So if you're using our Pew Bible, go ahead and grab that. Or if you've got your Bible, perhaps you're a Taylor student and you have the internet, you can just look it up. So, Proverbs 31, let's see what kind of a woman we are dealing with here. Proverbs 31 and verse 10. Who can find a woman of noble character? Seemed like maybe it was even a struggle back then. For her value is far more than rubies. Her husband's heart has trusted her. He does not lack the dividends. She has rewarded him with good and not with harm all the days of her life. She sought out wool and flax, and then she worked happily with her hands. She was like a merchant ship. She would bring in her food from afar. She would rise while it was still night, and she provided food for her household and a portion to her female servants. Let's just pause right here. This is a woman that's going outside of the home. And whether this is, she is in the farm, she's in the field, she's working alongside of her husband, or perhaps she's just got another job, whatever it is, but she is working, she's bringing something in to provide for her family, and it says that she is doing this that brings blessing to her husband. She does only good to him and never harm. She wakes early to hustle for her kids so that they never go without. It also says that she has other servants. So this is a successful woman, right? She has other people that are serving her alongside. Verse 16, she considers a field and then she buys it. Okay, let's just hang here for a moment. This is a woman. This is a businesswoman. She's thinking about what's the next move, what's the purchase. So she's got money. She goes out. It doesn't say that she did it underneath her husband. It doesn't say that she did it alongside of her. It doesn't say that she was like the accountant and her husband was doing a business. She said she did it. She got the money and she considered a field and she went out and bought it. We've got this entrepreneur woman that's happening. And she buys this field. And from her own income, she then plants a vineyard. I like this woman, man. She is getting after it. She clothed herself in might and she strengthened her arms. And I don't know if that means that she does like CrossFit or she just works outside, but she is a fit woman. She perceived that her merchandise was good. Her lamp would not go out in the night. It means that she's preparing. There's preparations going on inside this woman. She extended her hands to the spool, and her hands grasped the spindle. She opened her hand to the poor. She extended her hands to the needy. She's mindful. She's got a missionary heart, right? She thinks bigger than herself. She would not fear for her household in the winter because all her household were clothed with scarlet. She gives them the best. She gives the best of herself to her family. Because she had made coverings for herself and because her clothing was fine linen and purple. Her husband is well known in the city gate when he sits with the elders of the land. Here's another thing about this woman. Here's a woman that comes alongside her husband who is a government leader, a government official. He has some sort of authority in the land. When he walks into town, the city gates, there's honor for this man. And I would say that it's linked to who his wife is. To the degree that the man is honored, perhaps it's to the degree that the woman brings honor to him. She does not dishonor him. She made linen garments and then she sold them. So now she's got two businesses. She's got multiple streams of income. She's in real estate and now she's in retail. She made linen. She sells them. She hops on eBay. She's really sharp. She trades belts to the merchants. Her clothing is strong and it's splendid. What she puts her hand to is excellent. Man, this is a woman that whatever she is going to touch, she's going to do it really, really well. Her clothes, she's clothed with might, she's with strength, she in splendor. She laughs at the days to come. Don't you love that? She looks at the days ahead and she laughs. Recently, Alyssa and I, we met with a handful of guys from Taylor, and Alyssa said, I want to be the kind of woman that gets excited about things. I give my emotions to things that are worthy of them. Not moved by things that just don't matter. It's like, so he forgot something. I'm unmoved. I love him. And he's amazing. Oh, maybe perhaps even like what some women would even freak out. Like, he forgot my birthday. It's okay. I love him. I know that he's good. I know that he's for me. We can make up a birthday. I want to make sure that my heart is good. In the days that are coming ahead, I laugh. Ha! I love it. Life is going to go good. And I'm not biting my nails. I'm not wringing my hands. Whatever is coming, I want to make sure that my joy level is meeting the goodness that's coming rather than kind of sinking and spiraling to all of the bummers. It's just fixing your focus. It's just pivoting and looking at all of the good. So she's looking at the good. She laughs at the days to come. That was a good nugget. If you guys didn't write that down, make sure that you did. Did you get that one, Adam? All right. Make sure that she's got some good emotions flowing out of that heart. She has opened her mouth with wisdom, with loving instruction on her tongue. Watching over the ways of her household, she would not eat the bread of idleness. This isn't a woman that's sitting around. She's not twiddling her thumbs. She's not playing Candy Crush. I don't know what, maybe she is. Probably not, though. But she's not eating the bread of idleness. She's getting after it. Her children have risen. And when they rise up, they call her blessed. Her husband also praises her. Many daughters have done valiantly. But you have surpassed them all. Charm is deceptive and beauty is fleeting. But a woman who fears the Lord, she is to be praised. She makes herself praiseworthy. Give her credit for what she has accomplished and let her works praise her in the city gates. Man, when she comes in, when she goes out, when she's passing, when she's falling, she is worthy to be praised. This kind of a woman. You see, there's something cool that she works inside the home and she's also working outside of the home. Church, I hope that we don't shame either one, but we say, what is it that God has uniquely called you to? Because I believe that for far too long, we have missed the superhero in the workplace. I'll tell you, you want to hire a person who has an insane amount of empathy, decision-making, that cares for perhaps their customer, but their children, that sort of a person. You want to hire a mom. That's who you want, because that's the heartbeat of who a mama is. They get it. They flow like that. And it's pretty amazing the way that this woman could get so much done. Bob Carey used to say, if you want to get something done, give it to the busiest person. I would say this, if you want to get something done, give it to a woman. If you want to get everything done, give it to a mom. There's just something about them. They're just not idle. They just don't have time to sit around. And that's what I appreciate about the hustle of mamas. They can do it. Perhaps as you're looking at a day like today, there is some mixture of, as I mentioned earlier, there's been a lot of pleasure and passion in motherhood. And perhaps there's been also a lot of pain that has come with it. Perhaps you lost your mom. Maybe as a mom, you've lost a child. Maybe as a child, you still have your mom, but just that disconnect in the relationship. Perhaps as a mom, you've lost that relationship with a child. I know there's all different kinds of things that are going on in today. And here's the cool part about Mother's Day, is that Jesus knows the story, and he was present for all of it. And he wants to continue just to walk you through and just to heal some pain pockets where that path has been a path of pain. He just hasn't abandoned. Even if it seems like it's been lost, he still wants to do some cool things inside of you. Perhaps it's been a lot of pleasure. And you're like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. I want to speak about legacy and my best friend. And let me tell you about the superhero. She's my mom. And that is the picture as well. I mean, it's all of it, right? And so for us to say, Jesus, there's been some good, there's been some hard, but I just want to honor you with my journey. This is my journey, and I just don't want to just only focus on all the bummers. In my journey, I want you to get glory and honor. I want to be this woman that is worthy of praise because of how I've handled this situation. Whether it's been easy or hard, I want to nail it. I want to go for it. I want to go for the gold of whatever you have put inside of me. They talk about this idea of mommy brain. I've never had mommy brain, but I'm going to try to speak to it. How stupid is that? Don't hold it against me. But mommy brain is this idea that, like, mommy brain is like you have this, perhaps it's a situation where maybe you've got some eating, like I'm pregnant and I want to eat pickles and ice cream. Or perhaps I'm like thinking, oh, what do I got to do? And I got to get the nursery ready and I got to do this. Or perhaps once the kids come, you're thinking I got to get little Susie to school. Oh, I forgot her lunchbox. I got to get little Johnny's science project. I forgot this and I forgot that. I show up to work, didn't get my project done. And then we just kind of blame shift this thing to mommy brain. Have you ever heard of that? Just me? Just going on in my house? Okay? No? Okay. So mommy brain's real. And here's the other side of that. It's not only all of these bummers, but when a woman becomes a mother, five different things go on inside of a woman's brain of growth. They become more efficient. They start flowing in deeper levels of empathy. This courageous, lioness woman starts coming forth. They get better at decision making and their EQ levels skyrocket. The emotional intelligence starts going off inside of a woman. Why? Because here's what happened. You grew a human inside of your body that you connected with. This human comes out of your body, then you feed this human with your body. It's amazing what's going on. And what is going on during this whole process is the brain is recalibrating, it's reshifting, and there becomes this protector, this defender, this decision maker. There's some fight or flight things that are beginning to shift and move around. An insane amount of empathy is like flowing because now it's not about you. You're trying to put yourself in the reality of somebody else and you're trying to connect. The courageous thing is like, I'm ready to lift a car off of my child, whatever things that is. This is like the healthiest mommy brain that ever happens. It's empathy, it's courage, it's decision making, it's efficiency, right? She doesn't eat the bread of idleness. She just goes for it all day long. That's the beauty of, if you want to get something done, give it to a woman. If you want to get everything done, give it to a mom. Because there's this hustle that just starts kind of reshifting inside of the brain of a woman, which is pretty amazing to see. Here we see this passage of scripture in Luke chapter 10 and in verse 38. In Luke chapter 10 and verse 38, Jesus is dealing with two women. And we see both of them, where one wants to worship Jesus and another one wants to work for Jesus. And what we want to see happen is, can we do both? Is it possible to worship Jesus with our work? And here's the ultimate goal, is to worship and work without the worry. And to be this woman that can work, can play, can laugh the days to come, and can hustle, can get up before the sun, but she serves kids and her husband. Man, there's honor to him and to her children. The children call up and say that you're a rock star, right? There's just honor going on inside of the home. It's amazing what's going on. And so here we see these two, what seemingly are opposites, but I think it's the beauty of both. And so Jesus is talking. So as Jesus and his disciples were on their way, he came to a village where a woman named Martha, and I always love this because my grandmother's name is Martha, and she would work her fingers to the bone. So it always helped me remember Martha was the worker. Named Martha, and she has a home. Martha did something. She's got this house, and she's prepared it in such a way to host people, to host Jesus, to host 12 disciples. I don't know if it's a good-sized home, but she's ready to feed them, right? So here they come. So they're coming to Martha's house. Next one. She had a sister called Mary who sat at the Lord's feet listening to what he said. Isn't it interesting? Because of what Martha had, it provided Mary with an opportunity to worship. It's not a bummer that Martha's working. It's amazing that Martha's working. It has a house to provide all of these guys to come here, and it then becomes this house of worship for others. Martha is distracted by all the preparations that have to be made, and so she comes to Jesus and she asks, Lord, don't you care that my sister left me to do the work by myself? Isn't this Proverbs 31? Shouldn't she be helping? This is a woman's working culture, Jesus. What's going on? We don't have a psalm system going on. We need to work, Jesus. Tell her to help me. Come on. You're the voice on this thing. You know. Martha, Martha, the Lord answered. You're worried. You're upset. about many things, but only a few things are needed, or indeed, there's one. Mary has chosen what is better. It will not be taken away from her. Isn't it interesting that Jesus immediately connects with this female heart and he goes, there's many things to focus on. I know that there's many things going on, but if you have the opportunity, you get the option of worship, work, or worry. Don't pick the latter. Don't live in this place of worry. And so Jesus says, you're worried about a lot of stuff. And he goes, let's get back to this one thing of this worshiping mindset of just being with me. What's amazing is that right now, here's the stats, is that there's like 80 to 90% of women that say that I'm facing burnout right now. 1 in 3 women are ready to leave the workforce. They're like, I'm done. I'm out. There's 35 million women that are in the marketplace working right now, and Corona wiped out 2 million women because they had to make the choice between their jobs and their families, and when you put them in the corner, they're going to choose their families. And so 2 million women exited the workforce to take care of their families whenever their kids couldn't go to school and they had to stay, and all of life got reoriented, and they just had to be forced into this different picture. And so here's what happens is we're spinning these plates, right? Anybody feel like you're just this magician that you're spinning plates? Got to keep the plates spinning. Got to get this one over here. I got family. Got to get this one over here. I got, you know, like my husband's laundry. And I got to get this one over here. I got to do a science project. Like right now, Alyssa and I are both trying to pass fifth grade math. It's like the hardest thing. Like what's the volume of the isosceles triangle? I have no idea what that is. And so you're like, okay, but then I got to go do church. Okay, then I got to go do TLC. Okay, I got to go do this. And she's got to leave Main Street, and I got to go over here, and you're just spinning plates all day long of what's going on. And here's the reality, is that some plates are like China, and some plates are just like plastic plates. And so here's the goal, is how can I keep lifted high those glass plates and just let the plastic ones fall to the ground? And it's okay if you don't keep every plastic plate spinning. Sometimes that plastic plate just needs to go back on the shelf for a little bit. So we'll revisit that plate a little bit later, but I will never let these precious glass plates ever fall. And so Jesus says, there's many things that you could worry about, but can we just boil it down? There's only a few, really. He says, actually, there's one, but there's maybe a few. And so we would say, Jesus, of course it's you. We know that it's you. You're the one thing that is needed. You're the one thing that we're after. You're the one thing that we desire. But Jesus, there's a couple other things, and it's this family life. It's this work thing that I've got. I've got to provide. I've got to do these other things. And I think that he knows that. But he's just saying, don't do it in this flow of worry. Sometimes we have what's called mom martyrdom. And you got to be super mom. You got to be Instagram mom. And I just want to tell you right now that that mom that's kind of on the throne of your heart, that's probably the Instagram mom, let's just fire her. She's fired because that's not the goal anymore. And mom martyrdom is like, I got to do it and I can't ever ask for help and I got to pull it off. And it's like, no, sometimes we just need a community. We need a village. We need a tribe of people to help and to come alongside. Perhaps it's in-laws. Perhaps it's just friends. Maybe it's even a church family. And can you help me? And so that it's just not martyrdom by momdom. And can we just let the perfectionism go and just say, this is just me. This is my journey. This is my situation. And I just need some help along the way. I would say lean in to some really rich relationships. Perhaps they're at work. Perhaps they're in your spiritual family. And don't be afraid to ask for help. I'll tell you, this burnout stat is concerning in the sense that the majority of the people that I work with are women and moms in the nursing facilities. And CNAs and dietary workers and nurses and all of these people, they're just saying, we are exhausted and we're wiped out and we just can't do it anymore. Alyssa and I were together and we were at a nursing facility and we meet with their therapy team. And they're sitting together like in this little group and they're just sharing their burnout. They're just sharing their pain back and forth. Like, what do we do here? And how do I handle this one? And what do we do with this? And they're just like, guys, are you seeing this at other facilities? Like, what's going on with the burnout? And there was like this Holy Spirit moment, just like some prophetic insight. And I said, I'll tell you what, there's 170 hours in a week. And we're here for 40 or 50 of them. But I just wonder, what do we do with the other 130 hours out of the week? Perhaps that's linked to it. And it's amazing that in healthcare, I've seen some of the most unhealthy people that work in healthcare. And you know the most about the body. It's amazing. You know about the body. And just how to take care of ourselves. And do we steward ourselves well? And I said, guys, there's just something that just replenishes the soul. And it's not the Martha approach, it's the Mary approach. Now, I would just wonder that if Martha would have been Mary first, she could have taken care of all of the other chores. But here's the reality is that we don't drink deep from these wells and we're running and we're hustling and we're off to the science project and we're off to this and we're off to that. And maybe now you're like, oh, dude, those were like 30 years ago. Now it's grandbabies and it's running to these ball games and it's all this sort of stuff. And there's a whole nother set of challenges that you're trying to go to. I would just say when you've got the chance to be Mary, don't miss the Mary moment. The Mary moment feeds the Martha reality. The realities are, Jesus, this house is not going to get itself ready. The meal will not make itself. The realities are, these are the tensions of living in this world. Now, I don't have a whole lot of like servants that are like showing up to like, I'll volunteer to do all of these things for you. But I'll tell you, perhaps she wouldn't have worried if she would have lived in worship. And when we live in worship, the worry goes, the work can flow, and life just gets really, really good. And so I said, here's what happens is if we're not drinking deep from like life-giving wells over here, and then we walk in and families are frustrated and they didn't get enough therapy and they didn't get this and they're all, you know, all of these sort of things and just taking this negative information all day long. And then don't be surprised why you're burnt out. Because when it's time to drink, you got to drink. You got to take care of yourself. You got to do some self-love, right? And so if I could do this morning to say, hey, let's get those mommy brains flowing with that courageous decision maker that just locks in on you, that just says, I got to take care of, do some self-care, right? Some decision, make some empathy even for myself right now. Some EQs, have some emotional intelligence to know myself. Then I can bring my best to the game, right? Because we're all like half versions of ourselves, exhausted and wiped out, and then we show up burnt out, and I'm just going to quit. It's not quitting. It's not stopping Martha. It's just getting a hold of that Mary heart. And you say, I'm all in on that worship. I'm all in on soaking from some good books. I'm all in on soaking from some life-giving relationships. Whatever those things are, it can be both. And so women, we've got some pretty amazing women in this church. You see, even this week, just praying over our women, like, golly, do we have some lioness women in this church. And I just want to tell all of you, happy Mother's Day, and to max it out, live at the feet of Jesus, and then just go work as an act of worship to Him without all of the worry and the stress. Live in the presence, and life just gets good. On your way out, we've got a couple more of those cards. If you did not get one, make sure you do. And as we get ready to dismiss today, if you would find a woman, any woman, just go and tell her how grateful you are for the women that are inside this church. Would you all stand with me this morning as we close in prayer? Jesus, I thank you that there are some amazing examples in Scripture. We thank you for the Proverbs 31 woman. This woman that just gets after it. Lord, we pray that you would do that inside of our women. The places where they're weary and they're tired this morning. And they say, man, I would love to be that. I just don't have the energy to go. Lord, we just pray that you would just refresh them with streams of living water. Lord, we pray that you would encourage their hearts and lift their heads, where they would just confess, I'm spinning too many plates, I'm facing burnout, just want to quit. Lord, I pray that you would just help recalibrate the importance of the plate. say, really, how important is this plate? And if this plate would just happen to drop, would life be okay? Maybe just moving some plates around, perhaps even shelving some plates for a little bit. And just holding on to those precious, precious glass plates and just saying, these are the one things. These are the things.
So we're so glad that you were with us today. You can subscribe on iTunes or Spotify or your preferred podcasting app. Be sure to rate us so other people can know about the podcast.